This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Slap me for what I'm doing.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah, it's a Friday.
Yeah, baby.
I'm excited.
Man, we've had a hell of a week.
It's been a good week.
It has.
Show-wise.
We ain't gotten a fight in a while. We had Clay Day Tuesday. Why are you smiling?
Because that was funny. We haven't gotten a fight in a while.
I want to know before we get to the calls because I'm lined up. What would you name your book?
Oh, boy.
You're right. What would you name it?
What would I name it?
You need to write one, man.
It would have to be how a team went from...
That's too long. Give us a title, Steiny.
Well, you know what? I'll take suggestions, but it would be about how a team like the Warriors goes from a laughingstock to a dynasty.
I like that. That's what... Okay,
from laughingstock to dynasty? That doesn't quite ring. But, you know, hey, help me out if you want. All right, we got some people who've been very patient. I want to get into some conversation here. Let's go to Paul in Oakland. What's up, Paul? Thanks for hanging in there, buddy.
I just wanted to add one thing because I think what you've demonstrated in this 49er talk is it's not just one thing. But I want to circle back on the Kyle-Andy Reid conversation.
All right.
And the thing that keeps coming back to me, and it's probably been the last maybe 3 or 4 years, Andy Reid did not win a Super Bowl until he came to the conclusion that everybody else was already talking about, that he was really poor at managing the game clock,
wow,
especially at the end of the game.
Yep.
And what did he do? What did he do? He hired a guy specifically to do that, so he could do what he does best. Mm. And I'd love to see Kyle, you know, kind of get a John. Maybe John's got to help him out, and maybe somebody helped Andy get to this conclusion. But he doesn't have to do it all. And especially if he could take that off his plate, that's something that's kind of been a bugaboo for him for a while now, and I'd love to see that change.
Thanks, Paul.
That is so great, Paul, that, Steiny, I hadn't even remembered that part of Andy Reid.
How can you tell Kyle Shanahan you're not calling plays? Like, that's what he does. Like, that's why he was hired, right?
Well, you know what? To that point, Andy did not relinquish that or go get that until he went to another location. So he had to get humbled of losing his job or not being the man. So would Kyle do that right now, in the near future? I don't know.
But I would say that, like, if Andy Reid had hired a time management guy in Philly, they still probably wouldn't have won a title. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though, but the only thing you can take off Kyle's plate, right, would be his play calling. And it's like, well, then, what's he doing? I get it. It's a big job to be a head coach, but like that is his.
But the timeout stuff in the 19th Super Bowl where John Lynch, your GM, Hall of Famer, played the game, is telling you to call a timeout. Those are examples that will never go away. Steiny, you talked about it just this last week where what's Kyle doing at the end of halves? Like, some coaches would give their right arm and burn the timeouts to get the ball back and a chance to score. Sometimes he's just lax.
What do you think, from choke to champs?
I saw that one.
But the problem is that the choke was so long ago.
But it'd never be forgotten.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of Warrior fans don't even know about that.
60 Minutes got in on that, and it got racial. It had the racial undertones.
Artist, but we are talking about 1997.
It's a book.
I know, but what I'm saying is, if you say from choke to champs, it's not going to be like, we all know what the choke means.
Well, no,
you know?
The choke was what they were forever. And why I would
adopt teams during the playoffs.
Shasky?
No, he's talking about the choke of Sprewell.
Yeah.
Right, Sprewell choking Carlissimo would be the choke.
But
the Warriors never were good enough to
choke.
But they never choked.
No, right.
They stunk.
No, a great timeout, you could call it.
That's not going to no.
Well, hey, I was trying to help. Wow, man. Rags to riches? Somebody put that.
Roy's in San Leandro.
This is our guy. Roy.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Talk to us.
Thank you.
Nice conversation today. I really appreciate it.
Sure, thank you.
Hey, look, I just wanted to mention, Guru had to sign Mets on that first Super Bowl because the reason I'm saying that is because if you looked in that first, before the second half, the 49ers were playing. Man, they were playing awesome, especially on defense.
Yes.
Because if you notice on the side of Kansas City's, there on the sideline, they were arguing with each other. They were yelling at each other and stuff, and that shows how intense and how bad the 49ers were. The problem was that Garoppolo didn't do the job. That's all it was to it. He didn't do the job. The 49ers couldn't kick field goals to keep stay ahead of Kansas City, you know, and they let Kansas City's defense in on them, you know, where they didn't give him enough protection. Now, that other Super Bowl, I'm not going to even comment on because too many mistakes were made, especially when they let that guy named Jones come in and they didn't even block him. He just came in. You know, and so right now, the 49ers are kind of a middle-of-the-road team. That's all it is to it, you know. And so that's the reason I mentioned the last time I talked to both of you that I just think that they need to trade away a couple of pieces, you know, and plan for next year.
Wow.
If possible. You know, so it's always great to talk to both of you. Thanks a lot.
Hey, keep calling, Roy.
Appreciate it.
Wow, Steiny.
What a gentleman.
He's the man.
He
sounds like the late, great Willie Mays to me, his voice.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Somebody said, book title, this is awesome, Steiny, is Street. Dub this. Get it?
Dub it from chumps to champs. It's not terrible.
But what book are you going to get? Chumps to champ? It's got to be provocative.
Well, I'll tell you right now, the book's not going to live up to the title.
So would you do like Marcus Thompson, Dick Curry?
Know.
You just go to, you, like you're a patient?
Nope.
You just talk in the...
Because
I always thought when you write a book about somebody, that person like almost lives with you. You follow him.
Not necessarily. Well, I mean, Marcus Thompson, he essentially followed Steph Curry for 5 years.
Wow, man.
You know, as a beat writer. Mm. You know, as a writer.
But not always knowing the grand enchilada would be, I'm going to write a book with...
Right. Correct. He's covering the Warriors, and over time says... Curry'd be a great book, and then he wrote it.
But Curry never
it's not endorsed by Curry.
Man,
I know Curry nothing.
Well, you do. He gave you a jersey. Listen, yours is longer than 5 years. That's why you need a book. You've been here for a while.
No, I know. The problem is literally sitting down at a computer and writing. That's the problem.
Norm would cuss you out right now.
Norm, here's the problem.
Get a drink or a wine.
No, of course.
You can do that do it.
I'll be honest with you. If you want to go here, I'll share all my shortcomings.
Well, we got no time.
I got a lot of papers like this laying around of Warriors information.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot already on the computer. So I sit down and I start writing, and it always happens. Always. Sometimes I might even get on a roll. 2, 3, 4 pages.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4 stories. But inevitably, at some point, I look in the mirror and I say, nobody cares. Like, nobody cares about this.
They do.
Nobody cares about
They do.
About Gary St. Jean and PJ Carlissimo. You know what I mean?
If Cam looked at his book like that, nobody would care.
His is a little different.
Because the Niners were better than the Warriors? Don't look at it like that, man. You got. I won't say what radio host in the Bay mentioned you yesterday, and he was just talking about a time like 25 years ago, and your name came up. And I was like, damn, dude, Stoney, my partner been around for a minute.
I know.
And they got this thing now real quick on the iPhone to where you ain't got to write. You can talk your stuff, so it'll, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but I would have somebody essentially write it for me.
Yeah.
Like interview, like just, Stoney, just tell some stories and I'll write it down for
Hello?
You.
Hello?
What, you?
No, oh. Please.
Anyway.
Yeah. Somebody said it sounds like you got ADHD.
I got a lot of problems. And I, like I said last week, I got a big ass.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I just
But title didn't. It that. I got a big ass.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's got to be people out there that can guide you through. You know what? It's a lack of discipline.
Nahegan could get you to write.
Undisciplined.
He can walk you through. Like he's the type of the report.
He has no.
I study you
knowledge
too.
In that
no,
area.
But his personality, he has a lot. He could get you to the promised land.
Anybody out there could get me to the promised land?
You better write one before Dibs does. Well, I could Dibs, boy.
But Dibs' book would probably be different than mine.
But it's still a book.
That's right. I need a ghostwriter.
Man, that's right.
I need a ghostwriter.
Back to the
27? Are we out of 27 here?
He told
27.
Us three times.
I forgot! It's another reason why I can't write a book. I forget everything.
Kid what? Said that should be the name of the book.
What?
I forgot. Dude!
Easy, Ken.
Wow!
All right, let's go to Wilson. Wilson's in the East Bay. Hey, Wilson, how you doing?
Doing well today. Did your show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Before I get rolling, Ricky Pearsall, for a moment or two, he reminded me of Julian Edelman or something like that. I don't know.
It's, I like what I saw.
Yeah, he's got some of those traits. Anyway, I'm just referring back to the last Super Bowl. And, you know, people, media people, listeners, you know, can micromanage, you know, a game after the fact and say, well, if this play or this play, you know, football games are a journey. You get a fumble, you get interceptions, you get special teams screw ups, you know, that happen during the course of this journey, this game. But at the end of the regulation, those two teams were tied.
Right. Yep.
And the 49ers got, they won the flip. The mistake was that Shanahan should have been committed to running four plays for the touchdown and nothing short of that. I don't care where that ball was down on their neck of the field. You have four plays to get a touchdown because you have to figure that number 15 on the other side, just like Tom Brady, okay, he's going to score a touchdown, or you got to assume that he's committed to that. And that was the only mistake, because I don't know about your group, but after the 49ers hit that field goal and they had to give the ball back, the other team, I looked at a friend of mine, I said, game over. It's game over.
Man.
You know, kind of like Brady, you know, against Matt LaFleur in Green Bay. When Green Bay took that field goal, we smiled and said, game over. You know, that was the only mistake that I see. And that's just the perspective I'm coming from.
I appreciate that. Well, thank you, Wilson.
Stuff. Great stuff.
Appreciate it. I mean, the other argument I've heard is the 49ers defense was gassed. And by taking the ball,
but
you gave them some time. You gave them more time to rest.
You know what? And for a lot of days, I believed that, and it kind of makes sense. But the bottom line is that defense played so stellar, Stoney. That game shouldn't have went to OT. Kansas City, I thought, by all accounts, was going to score. The defense kept them out of it. But what did Priest say that was profound? Confidence. And that coin flip, the decision, gave Kansas City confidence. Right? Not something on the field, a decision. Gave Mahomes and Andy confidence, Stoney. And that's why I just come down Kyle's road of, yeah, I whisper sweet nothings about you, but I look at you, not that you were always operating from a point of disadvantage. I just feel like you're the captain. It comes to the territory, Stani. You blew your chances. You were part of the reason. You should already have a Super Bowl. Just think about it. He should all. He's great. He took Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy to a Super Bowl.
That's right.
But they had leads.
But they did. Right. They did. Everything you said is correct. Where I disagree with you is they should have. No, they shouldn't have. You can't win a Super Bowl and not play a complete game. And unfortunately, they didn't. You know, like, what if you know what you got to do to win a Super Bowl? Have no turnovers. Well, they had turnovers.
But some teams have won just like regular games, Donnie. I get you.
When you're turnovers. Playing the Kansas City Chiefs,
who had turnovers, they made them.
When you're playing against a team, every time you play against the Kansas City Chiefs, they have the best player on the field. They, period, end of story.
But it's not the NBA, though,
Stiney. That means that if you give him an opportunity, he's going to take it.
All right.
And so you have to play. You needed to play your best game of the year in the Super Bowl. And
coach
unfortunately,
your best game of the
exactly.
Year.
Yes, I'll go with you there. Right. I'll absolutely go with you there. 888-957-9570 is the number. And boy, look at that sad guy up on the.
But I'll say this real quick: with nobody, the Dallas Mavericks, they've lost four in a row by a total of 8 points. So there's a win in that, right? Like, hey, guys, we're not getting blown out. We've lost four games by a combined total of 8 points.
Well, this is where,
you know what I mean?
This is where I'll win any argument. I'll win any argument. What'd you say?
They've lost four games in a row by a combined total of 8 points.
Sounds to me like they can't close.
Sounds to me like he's out of shape right now.
Well, exactly.
All right.
He's fat.
Nothing wrong with fat.
Kyrie Irving didn't play last night. What's new? By the way, tonight's Warrior game, no D'Anthony Melton, no Ja Morant. Who else
is Bane
right
playing?
Bane and Brandon.
Where is Ja?
Brandon Clark are both game time.
Man.
Game time.
Warriors 9-2. Where's this thing going?
The Niners or the Warriors?
The Warriors.
It's too early to tell.
But it's off to a good start.
I just say something Melton's, I can disagree with.
I hate Melton's hurt again. That was an article.
Say something I can disagree with.
You're going to write a book. Yeah.
I don't know.
Get Willard to help you. He's good in that stuff.
Is he?
Dude, he helps the kids.
He's trying to
break into the business.
I mean, there's absolutely no doubt that Mark Willard is more responsible than I am.
Oh, I didn't say that.
There's absolutely no doubt about that.
We can put in some more names.
And you know what? I probably can say this with confidence, that he's more disciplined than me.
I love you, man.
Than I. More disciplined than I. Something like that. Thank you.
That last read you did before the break, I told Spadoni, you could do voiceover.
Oh, you mean with the in at the time?
Look at that. What is that?
You know what?
The Barry White.
You know why I can't do voiceover, from what I understand? Is I still sound a little East Coasty. And the voiceover people are usually like middle of the road. 35 years out on the West Coast. They say I still talk like an East Coast guy. Say something, Goo. I'm running
out of
here.
You got the twang. Somebody reminded me this because you said I'm living in the past with the Niners, and I think Tyson's going to knock out Jake Paul. Somebody goes, he's 58, Goo. But look at him.
Goo.
Jake Paul is not a real fighter.
You're wrong.
He's never taken a punch from a guy like Tyson.
Well,
58. Dude.
I don't know about that.
Plus 228.
Goo. He's 58 years old.
Have you looked at his body?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And it's impressive on the one hand. On the other, like, Jake Paul is...
He looks like he's been chugging brew.
I disagree. I think he looks pretty big.
Oh, I'm not a fan of the physique.
You would take that physique in a heartbeat.
He looks like Luka a little bit.
Please.
To me. He ain't chiseled.
Yeah, I kind of did want to talk a little bit. Like,
where's the boss at here?
It doesn't matter.
All right, but,
no, but I did want to, like, I have written down, like, are people excited about this fight?
Yes!
No, you're excited about everything. I'm not asking you. All right, you're excited about, you know, Tampa Bay, Atlanta this weekend. I'm asking the people out there if they're fired up about this fight.
Kid, are you juiced about the fight tonight?
Yes. Here's the other thing. Is anybody rooting for Jake Paul?
I'm sure there's someone. That little girl that Tyson did the interview with yesterday. God. We got to play the sound.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, we got to play.
We got a ton of sound that we got to get into. Ian is in Alameda.
Ian.
Hey, Ian, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing well, thank you.
I just wanted to say I also listened to that Draymond Warner podcast earlier, and Draymond has some great insights in not only about the championship pedigree, but what else was he saying? He was talking about the forgot my.
Well, he was talking about
the show.
He was talking about know-how, and if you've been there before, then you know how to deal with it. Whereas if you haven't gotten over the hump, you don't.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, and it definitely has shown up with the Niners. I feel like Shanahan doesn't know how, and that's his biggest issue.
Man.
He kind of, if you listen to the mic'd up stuff on that game, you could see, like, as soon as Greenlaw went out, it, like, the dark cloud was coming over Shanahan, and this doom and gloom anytime he gets a little bit of adversity in the big game. That was kind of my thought.
Thank you, Ian. Appreciate the call.
But they did, to start the second half, not to revisit it, Stoddy, they got an interception.
10-point lead.
No, they got an interception from Mahomes right out the gate of the second half.
All right. Did they score off it?
No, they got a field.
They got a score.
Just,
off those kind of...
Man, like, I hear you.
I'm kind of surprised that people disagree with me when I say they didn't play well enough to win a Super Bowl. Like, I don't think they did.
But I feel like you're giving somebody a pass when you say it like that. And
no,
I don't know who
nobody,
it is.
No, I'm running down the whole list. Shanahan, McCaffrey, Bosa, Purdy, Who could have walked off that field last Super Bowl and said, I can't play any better?
Wilkes could have said I couldn't have coached any better.
Well, okay, but he's
Fred Warner.
I don't know that Fred Warner was lights out. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm not saying there weren't a few guys who played, but bottom line is that.
All right, I'm feeling frisky. I'll tell you, because we're past halftime. I'll tell you what I'm feeling for Kyle. I have no, and he's not asking for it, I have no sympathy for him not winning one yet. And, Steiny, to your point about if you think you're going to start over and start, hey, Lenore, we gave you your contract, we're going to reset, that's scary because that means it's the end of an era. And I know that, you know, see, that's where I'm at.
No chance.
And I don't count him out this year. I do not count him out.
And
but that Cowboy game was
jarring.
Let me
ask you this.
I couldn't believe Dallas. I was there.
Yeah. 706. Ask Guru if he expects the Cowboys to win the division based on former expectations. That's true.
No, they're tanking.
Hold on.
Deion will be the new
Cowboys
coach.
Have won 12 games in each
36.
Of the past three seasons.
Yeah. And what happened
so the
in
question
the
is, I don't care. That's not what I'm asking. Why won't you give them the chance to come back and make a run?
Because they're mentally broken.
What about the Niners?
They're their own worst enemy. Dallas got down in the playoffs 27-0.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the regular season.
Okay.
Only.
And I'm throwing rocks. Regular season, don't get mad at me. That's how you can manipulate a regular season and get 36 wins in 3 years.
Well, you want to manipulate again. You'd like to manipulate again.
You made decisions. Your team got weaker.
You still didn't answer the main point, which is the 49ers, based on their history, you think they're going to make a run.
No doubt about it.
Regular season Cowboys.
Okay.
Over the last 3 years, why aren't you expecting them to make a run?
Answer,
regular season
the answer,
only.
Coaching.
Okay.
He's been exposed.
That's fair.
They've been exposed.
I'm just asking.
The Niners have
I'm
not.
Just asking.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
What was Cam's answer on the separation? He kind of wasn't having it, huh? They're throwing the ball downfield.
He
a lot
said,
of people don't like it here.
I'll tell you what he said. I didn't come down his road for it. He said something like, yeah, red zone is more important than all this yak nonsense. I forgot about that, Cam. Hell, if I'm going to read your book
now. He
kind
of dismissed it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how important that stat is, to be honest with you. And it's how we started the show. The 49ers last year led the league in yards after catch. This year they're dead last. And we just asked,
5-4.
We just asked why.
Yeah.
And we could also ask, how important is that on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, they're 5-4. Are we going to say diddly squat to that? Why you're 5-4 is 23 hadn't been available. But they still were 1-for-3 in the red zone.
I can't stand when you bring that up constantly after one game.
You know why?
You want to talk about red zone issues? Fair. They've had red zone issues all year.
I'm going to give it
but
to
when you.
You
say they were bad again in the red zone, even with McCaffrey, would you give it a 3 weeks, please?
Okay. See, but this
just
is what I'm
please.
Doing. This is why I'm a genius to myself. When you take tests.
Got to go soon.
And you got three, it's let's say 50, it's a pop quiz, 50 questions. But you answered the first three?
I've tuned out.
I really believe you have.
I have.
I'm not finished.
To this take. Oh, man.
It's early. That's why you should have been 3-for-3 or 2-for-3. It's easy early, and that still didn't get rectified. Dude, I'm telling you what, this random. 71, I've been on your side. Somehow you don't play this Sunday, Steiny. I'm giving you the dub.
Who?
Trent. Yeah, hadn't practiced all week. Ankle? You used to throw people around and hurt their ankles.
Used to. He's too old. Don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal 2 hours before the start of the ball game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay, presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.
Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny Show. Let's go.
I like that one.
Big Pun.
Who?
Big Pun.
Who's P-U-N. That?
One of the greatest rappers to ever do it.
I haven't heard a word yet. Sounds just to me like he's an instrumental guy.
No, he's a legend.
You have one lyric. One lyric that stuck with you.
Arida.
Apparently not.
He's
apparently not.
Yeah.
Boy, I got some choices to make right here, Goo. I have somebody.
Give me the one that just stands out.
That the 49ers are like Steiny. Let's go to Will in Pleasanton.
Oh, this is a call. Oh,
Will is in Pleasanton. He says the Niners are like me.
And you're smiling.
Please explain.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just like you, Steiny.
Oh,
they're undisciplined.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Undisciplined.
I'll give you a 4 for that.
Bosa, Super Bowl. Bosa does not play contain. Your Shanahan doesn't know the overtime rules. This year, you got a player trying to choke another player. You've got a guy making political statements. You've got guys jumping up in the stands to take pictures with their girlfriends or wives.
Wow.
Let's focus on winning football games. Leave the beatbox in the locker room. Come out and punch someone in the mouth and win some games. Simple.
Damn.
Well said, Will.
Yeah. So he said
Will,
the Debo dust up was
call
something.
Of the day.
You think all that stuff matters, though? When you're rubbing it in everybody's face, just about the hat and all that stuff.
What?
With Bosa. You think that?
The MAGA hat.
Yeah.
I don't know about. Well, here's what I know. I have no idea how it's played in the locker room.
Well, I'm sure it didn't help. Yeah.
If it's even played in locker room.
But and the beatbox. Yeah, come on, that's who
are. I firmly believe that if your house is not in order, you're going nowhere.
And that's why nobody can tell me anything else. I'm not trying to go Daryl Bayless. You can't tell me Debo putting his hands on the long snapper was nothing, Burger. It was something. It was a bad look. Are the Niners cracking? I'm not saying they are because I expect them to go on a run. But Debo, keep your hands to yourself. And what's my guy's name, the long snapper?
Pepper. Tabor, Pepper?
Yeah, I would go plaster that lasting yak.
Oh, that'll be good for locker room chemistry.
But still,
that'll be great for locker room chemistry.
What is up with Debo? And how good is he? What was your number? I'm giving him a 7 on the year.
Yeah, and Purdy.
Gosh.
Dude. Although, if you ask me who's had a better year, Purdy or Debo, it's Purdy.
Oh, there's no
doubt.
So
I got to give Debo a 6 if my score is consistent. Mm. Doug is in Wichita, Kansas. I'm going to Wichita.
Who is that?
A 7 Nation Army couldn't hold me back.
What's up, Doug? Who is that?
It's
Rock.
You don't even know.
Hey, what's up, Doug?
I was going to call and talk about the proverbial Super Bowl window.
Okay.
Man, I mean, I've never bought into all that. If you got a core together, you got a core together. If you don't, you don't. And right now, going into the next few years, you guys were talking about maybe 3 years down the road. As long as Purdy's been going to be playing like he's been playing and we can protect him, you know, Shanahan's proven he can find running backs, you know, in the garbage heap or wherever he gets them. You know, you got to get some guys to catch the ball. Just keep a core around them, and your window's always open, okay? The only time it's closed is when you lose that quarterback and you lose a head coach with a vision. So that's that. Number two, the guy that just called, I think I agreed with almost every point he made except for one, and I won't say which one. But Debo putting his hands on old boy, I don't know how I feel about that. On one hand, I like the passion. On the other hand, I'm like, yo, man, this is your teammate.
No doubt.
Jaw at him all you want, and if you want to lay hands on somebody, do it in the locker room.
No
man.
Doubt, man.
But, hey, I ain't mad at Debo. I get it. I just didn't like the way it looked. And the way it looked may not be what it was.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a great phrase. Yeah. That's a great phrase,
He's
actually.
He's on fire.
The way it looked may not have been the way it was. I like that.
And I just got hit with a brick, Donnie, from the 707. Oh. Hey, Guru, half the nation agreed with the post of that, so it shouldn't be not a big deal.
Well, that you means the other half doesn't, though.
Oh, I get it.
I'm going to Wichita.
And that's White Falls.
Far from this opera forevermore. It's a great tune, and you're wrong.
Somebody
texted. It's White Stripes.
Oh. What did I say?
I don't even know.
White Falls. Hey, I was giving you my test information. You cut me off. Somebody said, Guru just marks all
C's. I didn't cut you off. I just stopped listening.
Guru marks all C's.
I think that's the best letter to fill out all the, you know. They tell you that if you have multiple choice and you're just going to do one the whole way, I think C is the best. It's better than B and A after a lot of studies have been done.
You got to reset and play that Dre sound.
All right.
The profound.
Well, now it's 12:38, and we're getting out at 12:42.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So we got four minutes. Yeah. I'm starting to think Jake Paul's going to win that fight.
Why, Steiny? He's not a real traditional boxer. That's all.
Dude, you're wrong. I mean,
Tyson's an OG from Catskill, New York.
He's not Joe Frazier. I get it. But he's not a tomato can.
But have you watched any of his other fights?
Yes, I have.
He's a marshmallow-ish.
You know what? I'm ready to bet you on it.
Let's do a lunch.
Okay.
It's done. Tyson's not losing to this dude.
Tyson's 60.
58. Easy, pal.
Yeah. Hey, Carter, real
quick.
When
you use that number 60, you better use it with reverence.
Hey, Carter, can you play the Tyson sound real quick?
I can do it.
But you'll mess it up.
What? Oh, the Tyson sound with a little girl?
Yes.
Oh, I don't have that handy.
Carter, do you have it?
He's going to have to get that after the break.
We're
not going to be able to turn that around right now.
No, we are.
We'll get it.
I was on it early.
Okay, then start setting it up.
I am doing that now, but
go ahead.
I came across Tyson
being interviewed
last night by a little girl. Well, she had to be, what, 8 or 9?
So an 8 or 9-year-old girl was interviewing Mike Tyson
about tonight's fight. And go ahead.
You sent it to me.
It's the most incredible audio ever.
With a caption like, Mike Tyson must not have remembered he's talking to an 8-year-old. And I was thinking, oh, my God, was he just dropping F-bombs left and right? And then I heard it, and it was worse. We'll either play it. Yeah, we'll play it on the other side.
We have to. And that's why I think he's going to win if he's looking at it with this mindset, man. He's not playing. Oh. And he slapped him?
Yeah, and my guy now. You know what? I can't root against Tyson.
You didn't like him. You just start liking him.
No, I've liked it. He's a sports Socrates.
Mm.
He is. Mike Tyson is like turned into a philosopher.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
He is.
But if I make a bet, I'll root against him if I have to.
The people that are saying Tyson's too old, but Paul is not Sugar Ray Leonard.
Do you realize that I heard a stat, like when you hit 40 or 50, you lose 10% of your strength every like 8 years.
That's false. How am I still hooping and banging?
You're
down low,
you're not as
bang.
You're not as strong as you were 10 years ago.
No, I'll give you that.
Exactly. And Mike Tyson's not as strong as he was 27 years ago.
But his not strong and my not strong is different.
We got to go.
Yeah.
888-957.
Send us a text. About the book.
What?
Oh, she's 13. She went, nah, it's Donnie. The young lady, the audio.
I got to read,
too.
Okay. And I got to try to do it with enthusiasm, which I have. And you know why I have it? Because I believe. What do I believe in? Warriors Live. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I heard a stat, like when you hit 40 or 50, you lose 10% of your strength every like 8 years.
That's false. How am I still hooping?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm going to Wichita.
Yeah!
Far from this opera forevermore. It's about the travails of fame, dealing with pressure and fame.
Mm. I wouldn't know.
How are you getting there? You know what? I'd say you're like a regional celebrity. Seriously.
In the Yoon, I am.
But once you get south of, like, Menlo Park, nobody knows who you are. I'd say from Menlo Park in the south to, I don't know.
I'm big in Redwood City.
Nevada in the north.
Who is big in Redwood City?
But nobody knows who you are in Ukiah or Willits.
Remember our...
Clear Lake.
You're not going to remember, but our former co-worker, Brian...
No.
Remember, he's taller than both of us.
No.
He does, Brian.
I remember you,
okay.
Brian.
Your title of the book should be From Forgetful to Relevant. From Forgetful to Relevant. He didn't like it. He didn't like it.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that. I'll put it in the hopper with all the other suggestions. Ah, boy. What? I'm going to reset in a second. I know that. Let me ask you this. Guru, it would be like you hooping against someone who's the same size as you,
okay,
but is 20. Night.
That's a little Daryl and Donovan.
And how's that going for you?
I can't even get a shot off.
No. You want to rethink it?
Dude, Tyson's not... He's from the streets, so his 58 ain't the normal 58.
No, he's Mike 69.
Tyson. Dude, he's not. And then Lucas scares me. I think Paul paid Mike to take a fall. So now, like, you think that Mike ain't losing?
This is the greatest text I've ever read. This is incredible. 650. He goes. There's a rule they added to this fight that somehow helps Jake Paul, but I'm not sure what the rule is.
Like they're using 14-ounce gloves instead of 10-ounce gloves.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, little cushion, huh?
They're using little cushion. Yeah.
So Mike's iron ain't going to be that. You know what I mean? Look.
I'm not worried about his iron.
He better be. Man. No, I'm serious, Donnie. Paul better be careful. If this is a real fight, you better be quick. You see, Mike.
Also, 8 2-minute rounds. 2-2-2.
Wow.
You know how long 2 minutes is, though, for boxing? Oh, my God.
Dude.
Let me tell you something.
You've never been in a fight.
Take it to the bank. The hardest sport, the hardest individual sport by far, wrestling.
Give you that.
Wrestling.
More than boxing.
I believe so.
1 and 1A.
You want to get tired in a hurry. Try to wrestle somebody.
Man.
I always was
nervous to get the cauliflower ear, so I could never. Logan, I wanted to go in there. I couldn't do that. That scares me.
All right. So, Guru sent.
This is incredible.
We're going to have some fun here.
Yeah.
So, Guru sends me this this interview Mike Tyson did with a 14-year-old, apparently.
Jim says she's 13.
Everybody's saying 14.
I'm going with the Dibber.
Ken, do you know more about this girl?
About the girl? No, yeah. I just know about the cut and like what she's talking
about.
All right,
so apparently she's a TikToker.
Okay, gotcha.
But anyway, so do we have the question in it, too? So Tyson's being interviewed by, let's just say, a teenage girl.
Right next to each other.
You know what? Just play the thing.
Return to the ring for this fight. You are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend Mike Tyson in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead? Why do you want somebody, you think somebody really wants to think about you? What's the audacity? I think, I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone? Oh, my kids, maybe, or grandkids.
Oh my God.
Oh, Mike, you're not in the penitentiary cafeteria,
man. I'm
going to
tell you something right now.
Man.
That will not be the last time we play that today.
Wow, dude.
Oh, my God.
That was too real. Mike, what are you?
The poor kid.
And the little girl was just licking up like, whoa.
Well,
wow. You think that
I've never heard
about
that answer before.
Legacy is just another word for ego. He's wrong there. Legacy is what you created, Mike.
But what he's saying is, who cares after you're dead?
I get that.
He's dead. Oh, my God.
Poor thing. Yeah, she deserves an Emmy. Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. That man's not losing the fight tonight.
Let's go to the biggest Minnesota Vikings fan in the Bay, Shaka, in Berkeley.
B-Town.
What's up, Shaka? How you doing, man?
What's up, y'all? How you doing, man?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Hey, man, let's talk about Mike Tyson, man.
Okay.
Okay, Mike Tyson gonna knock his head off, man.
I believe it.
Like he going. He seemed like he a little depressed, though, the way he just said about no legacy and all that. I hope he doesn't believe that, because we still think about Muhammad Ali. You know, we still think about Sugar Ray. All the great fighters of all time were always near to our heart.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like he might be going through something, but I hope he don't let nobody. I hope he don't let this boy taint his legacy by knocking him on his butt.
Shaka, he won't. Him. Shaka, Mike's winning that fight. I really believe it to the core. I bet Steiny.
Who do you think, Shaka? You think he's going to win, Tyson?
He's better. I just want on his legacy. Because this boy knocks people out. He knocked a couple people out, and if he knock him out, everybody ain't gonna look at him the same. I just hope for him. That he comes in here like I had Mike and handle his business and take him out, man.
Appreciate it, Shaka. Good stuff.
I just want to grab Mike and hug him and tell him, Mike, Tyson, legacy is something people put on you. Embrace it. It's not you writing your own resume. Oh, I was the good. No, it's what you meant. And you are you do have a legacy, Mike. Shock is telling you, let me break it down. The streets, you better not lose to this dude, Mike, even if you're 58.
Well, you know, it's funny. He just said, if Tyson loses this, people won't look at him the same. And I was thinking, what about Jake Paul if he knocks him out?
I got a problem with Jake Paul, Stein. He's not your traditional. He didn't earn this.
He very much earned it.
I don't think he had to go to the office and register his fist like the real boxers do. You know how they got to, yeah.
You know why he's earned it? Because he put himself in a position where Mike Tyson wanted to fight him. You know.
And why do you think Mike took the fight?
You got to fix your camera on YouTube, somebody's saying
So we're betting not a lunch, a dinner. Let's do a dinner. I'm getting more confident by the second. He told that little girl.
No.
See, sucker bet.
I'm just gonna bet a beer. That's all.
No.
Bet you beer. Here's what we were talking about earlier in the show, and to me, it's fascinating. And it's Draymond Green. And let me tell you something. For all you idiots out there that think that Stan, you hate Draymond Green, you're crazy. I'm listening to this guy talk this whole last week, and I'm like, this guy's unbelievable. You know, you can not agree with everything, but there's a lot to like about
Draymond Green. Like the Jordan Poole punch. Nobody agreed with that. But we came down hard on him, but I'm with you.
So he went on Fred Warner's podcast, The Warner House, and he was talking to Fred Warner about winning a title and the fact that the Niners haven't been able to do it yet. And it's just two guys talking about the ultimate prize, and it was just fascinating to me. This is Draymond Green talking about, at first, Steve Kerr, and why he's the champion, why he is a champion, and then you gotta just listen to this. It's awesome.
There's a know-how once you do it, and Steve Kerr knows how. And so he know when to press the button. He know when to make the adjustment. He knows when to do the thing because he know how to do it. And once you do it, it's just a feeling that you get of like, oh, that's that. Boom, no problem. We got this. We know to do that now. Once y'all do it, because I think y'all will, but I'll tell you this, y'all got to do it fast, man, because you can't keep missing the window. When you miss it, you get this window.
Yeah.
And you got to kick that mother in. If you don't kick the window in, it slams shut.
Gotcha.
And I think y'all can do it and y'all will do it, but y'all got to kick the window in. And once you do it once, it's way more likely for you to do it twice than for you to do it once. It's way more likely.
That's Draymond Green on Fred Warner's podcast.
And Fred is soaking it all up because he does not run from the moment. And what is at stake?
You know what? Draymond's one of these guys who he says something and you think about it and then you hear it again and you think something else. And what I mean by that is, you know, the whole talk about this window and whether it's open or shut or is this, I'm now after hearing Draymond say that, I am convinced it's gotta be this year. And here's why. Because here's what I heard Draymond saying. So, George Kittle, he was in the 2020 Super Bowl, right?
2019, yeah.
2019 season, yeah. Fred Warner,
yep.
Right? McCaffrey, getting a little bit up there.
But
right?
He wasn't in the Super
no,
Bowl.
No, I know, yeah. I know, I know. Okay. Trent, I get it, these guys weren't in him. Yeah. Trent Williams, though, older. Debo Samuel, he was in that Super Bowl. Nick Bosa, he was in that Super Bowl.
Fact.
Juszczyk, in the Super Bowl. Greenlaw, in the Super Bowl. So what I think, now I agree with Draymond Green, because if they don't get it done this year, but how the hell are these guys who are either aging or played in a Super Bowl 5 or 6 years ago, how the hell can you think that the same foundation will come back, but next year it'll be different?
And that's
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.